Alexander White completes the earlier thoughts I referred to with these applicable words. Let us take heed to note that the sacred writer's whole point is this, that the divine hand was, all the time, overruling Ahasuerus's brutality and Vashti's brave womanliness and Esther's beauty and her elevation into Vashti's vacant seat. All this, and more than all this, to work together for the deliverance and the well-being of the remnant of Israel that still lay dispersed in the vast empire of Persia. Let's keep the long view in all this. In the midst of what is happening, in the king's banquet hall, God's heart remains attached to his people. This remnant of Jews carried away from Zion and living in exile in Persia. To keep his promise of preservation, he must protect them from extinction, and the means to do that are at hand. The events have been set in motion to make it possible. A vacancy has opened up at the very top, in the king's household, and predictably, God has someone waiting in the wings to fill that vacancy. Related to this, let's consider a verse in the book of Proverbs. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Proverbs 21, verse 1. Doesn't that say it beautifully? Here's King Ahasuerus, who boldly proclaims himself the king of the world for 6 solid months. Yet all he is a little tributary, a channel, in the hands of Almighty God. As one contemporary lyricist puts it, the kings of the earth and the kingdoms built by man rise up in their glory, then go back to dust again. God can move the hearts of the rulers of this world wherever and whenever he wishes. And in case you've forgotten, he is in no hurry. We tend to think that if God is really engaged, he will change things within the next hour or so, certainly by sundown, absolutely by the end of the week. But God is not a slave to the human clock. Compared to the works of mankind, he is extremely deliberate and painfully slow. As a religious poet George Herbert wisely penned, God's mill grinds slow but sure. This is the big picture that we need to see if we are going to put our anxieties on hold. God is at work. If he is able to move the hearts of kings like little channels of water wherever he wishes, then he's able to reshape and rechannel our lives that we think are unreachable and calling their own shots and too far gone to turn back. The mighty Lion King of Persia is a classic case in point. He who appeared at the beginning of the story to be so powerful and significant winds up drunk, is threatened by his wife's resistance, and is scrambling to stay in charge. I'm not the first to point out the humor and irony implicit in this part of the story. Joyce Baldwin, in her small but helpful commentary on Esther, writes, "There are several ironical nuances, but the most obvious is the contrast between King Ahasuerus at the beginning of the chapter, when he is the world's greatest monarch, rich and powerful, aloof yet generous, and that same king by the end of the chapter, attempting to maintain his dignity despite the defiance of his wife. This lawmaker of the Persians and Medes, whose law could not be altered, was prepared to pass an edict framed in a moment of pique when he was not even sober. The counselors represented by Memucan were clever but hardly wise. The decree promulgated according to their advice made the king look a fool in the eyes of his subjects, and he may even have regretted the banishment of Vashti in his better moments. Is this the measure of the king who reigned over the world and had all the future of all in his power? After these things, when the anger of King Ahasuerus had been subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what had been decreed against her. Esther chapter 2, verse 1. In setting up the next scene in the story, the writer begins, After these things. After what things? When we read our Bible, it's important to pay attention to little particles like this, to opening lines, which we often overlook in our desire to get on with the exciting part. In this case, however, I find that after these things is pregnant with meaning, including a tidbit of truth we could overlook. Remember what I told you to put on the back burner earlier, in the third year of his reign?